Hey guys, it's Wintermute here. Today I'm going to be telling you how to troubleshoot the blue screen of death on Windows. It's not a very hard thing to do. Although some of the error messages, even when you look up the hex codes, can be a little unclear, even for, even if they give you an explanation, which if you look up the code on the MSDN, they do. Next to the stop message, it will give you a hex code, which if you go to the MSDN, you can look it up and it will give you what it means and give you suggestions on why it's happening. There is one called IRQL less than or equal, and that means that the process or the or the driver or whatever tried to execute code outside of its privilege level. In the x86 architecture, the x86 protection mechanism specifies that you can't execute code outside of your privilege level. If you do, say you're running in ring zero. Say you're running in ring zero, which is the most privileged level. You can basically execute any code you want, but if you're running in ring three, which is the least privileged level, you cannot execute system level code directly, and you have to go through a gateway. You have to go through a gateway, which will let you do it. So that's how that works. And in my show notes, I'll provide you some an abbreviated list of these hex codes, and the rest you can go on MSDN and look up. But if you get the IRQL, the IRQL error, you should definitely go and update whatever driver or application that is doing that, because it's definitely a bug. But anyway, what you do is you go and download the debugging tools for Windows, and I'll include a link to that in my show notes. And then you generally by default on Vista. On Vista anyway, it will automatically do a dump of what is in memory at the time the blue screen happened. And what you do is you and by default it'll automatically reboot. So what you do is you take that dump file and you configure you configure the debugger to use the Microsoft debugging symbols so that it knows what the function signature is of all the system, all the internal Windows stuff that they don't publish, but it still exists anyway. So you load that and you click there'll be an option to do a detailed analysis, and generally it will tell you what was in memory, what the offending driver or process was that caused the blue screen at that particular moment in time. And that's pretty much it. It's not a terribly difficult thing to do. And I'll include some links to some common to the debugging tools and some common messages that you will find if you do run into a blue screen. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy this. Hope you find this useful. If you want to contact me, if you have any questions, my email address will be up on the website. You can email me. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.